Take a break from your busy schedule and join Harold Sala for Guidelines for Living.
It is a very good thing that Jesus Christ was not born in modern China or Japan or even in the United States for that matter. Why? Because there is a very high probability that he might not have lived to birth. In the countries I just mentioned, the rate of abortions versus live births would have made his birth problematical. For a few brief moments, ponder the circumstances. First, Mary's pregnancy was an embarrassment. She was unmarried and single. Even Matthew and Luke, who write the beautiful narrative of Jesus' birth at Bethlehem, are quick to recognize the fact that Joseph, to whom Mary was engaged, was embarrassed by her pregnancy. This is borne out by the fact he wanted to send her away privately until the baby was born. Only God knows how many infants are never born because of the pressure put on expectant mothers due to an unplanned and unwanted pregnancy, which is an embarrassment to the family. While some think that a quiet abortion is an end to an embarrassing situation, the trauma and silent cries of pain on successive birthdays, as a mother thinks, "My baby would be so many years old by now," go on for a lifetime. Joseph also knew he was not the father of the child, and though he was a kind man and a godly one at that, it was not until an angel appeared to him that he was fully convinced the child had been conceived by the Holy Spirit. Then consider the fact that Mary and Joseph were both struggling with poverty. Luke makes it clear that though Mary was rich in righteousness, she was poor when it came to worldly riches. How do we know this? This is suggested by the rather inconsequential offering which they brought to the temple at Jesus' dedication. Joseph was a carpenter, a common laborer, and Mary, a mere girl, probably in her middle, perhaps late teens. Frankly, they couldn't afford a baby at that point in their lives. Everybody knows that when you marry, you need some time to get a handle on setting up a home, buying what you need, not preparing baby food and changing diapers. The child Mary was bearing was destined to change the course of humanity. Yet every child bears the mark of God's handiwork, reproducing the images of two parents as 23 chromosomes from each one produce their likeness in a tiny infant whose future can also bless and change humanity. There's another factor which many consider grounds for terminating a pregnancy. The world in which they lived was filled with turmoil and chaos. "I don't want to bring a child into the world when there is so much chaos," was the sad excuse one young woman gave me for terminating her unwanted pregnancy. In most of the world, terminating an unwanted pregnancy is viewed as the solution to embarrassment, financial problems, impoverished circumstances, and disrupting the flow of our lives. Had Mary pondered any of these factors, it is well possible that he who was to bring healing to humanity and redemption for our souls would never have been born. A closing thought. The comments that I have made are strictly conjecture, but the reality of abortion is not. Apart from the issue of ending a life, the question that must be asked is this: would I, by terminating a pregnancy, interfere with what God wants to do? If so, I have presumed to make a decision which God alone should make. Think about it.
You've just heard Dr. Harold Sala with Guidelines for Living. If you'd like to listen to the program again, download a copy, subscribe to our devotional, or view other resources, visit guidelines.org. We would like to hear from you, too. You can email us at info@guidelines.org. Thanks for listening, and we invite you to join us again for the next edition of Guidelines.